kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Lalo sa ating mga Pilipino, napansin ko yun, hindi sila educated dun sa mga disability like autism. Parang pag may autism yung anak mo, parang tingin nila o retarded yung anak mo or ganyan. Ang autism kasi, it's like yung wired, yung brain ng isang taong may autism is wired differently. So, sa atin kasi meron tayong way of doing things. And sila, meron din silang way of doing things. And ang kanilang mga senses sometimes can be heightened. Kaya, minsan yung tunog lang ng washing machine or yung tunog lang ng vacuum cleaner, eh, hindi na nila matake.
Si M. Tanag, isang ina ng 12 taong gulang na batang na-diagnose ng autism. 2 taong gulang pa lamang si Alter nung may napansin si M nakakaiba o iba sa anak niya.
Actually, nung baby pa siya, wala kaming napapansin na something different. Pero nung tumutong na sa 2 years old, parang napansin ko, parang dapat nagko-communicate na siya. Diba? Dapat may mga words na siya nansasabi. And yung sa kanya, wala. He can read alphabets, he can count numbers, pero wala yung communication na tatawagin kaming mommy or daddy or even just telling na if he's hungry or something like that. So I went to the GP. Sabi ko, doc, parang there's something wrong. Parang I think we should have him check. And then una yung doctor sabi niya, hindi, walang problema yung anak mo. Ano lang yan, delayed speech lang yan, ganyan. Tapos so nagpalipas pa kami ng ilang buwan, and then sabi ko, ay, it's really something different. Kasi I was also doing some research online. And parang yung nakikita ko mga symptoms ng anak ko is nagmamanifest na yung symptoms ng autism.
Determinado ang ina. Sa loob-loob niya'y batid na kailangan ng karagdagang tulong ng anak.
So we went back to the GP. Ayaw pa rin niyang makinig sa akin. Pero sabi ko, give us a referral sa specialist. Para kung walang problema, good. Pero kung may problema, at least I want to have early intervention as soon as possible. So binigyan niya kami ng referral sa speech therapist. And then sa speech therapist, merong manifestation ng autism. So and then we got a referral naman sa developmental pediatrician at saka sa psychologist. And all those 3 professionals diagnosed him with autism. So sa akin kasi, dahil medyo matagal yung waiting process, dahil medyo matagal ang booking dun sa mga professionals na yun. So during those times, ako, nire-ready ko na yung sarili ko na, okay, my son could have autism. So nung nagkaroon kami ng diagnosis, parang somehow, naka-ready na ako.
At nung nakumpirma ang naging kutob, agad na siniguro ang hinaharap.
Kasi yun ang normal na natin nararamdaman ng isang parent with autism yung kids. Parang you worry about the future. Like, what will happen to your kids if you're ganyan. So ang naisip ko agad, okay, I need to change my insurance. Pinaka-highest na possible cover I can get. And then, mag-research saan yung mga therapist na pwede niyang mag-enrollan, ano yung mga services na pwede niyang makuha. Medyo matagal yung waiting time, pero nung nakapasok na kami dun sa mga services na yon, dire-diretso na.
Siniguro ni M. Tanag na na-access ng kanyang anak ang lahat ng mga serbisyong makakatulong sa kanyang diagnosis.
Based on my research, kasi early intervention is really very important sa mga kids with autism. So yun sa kanya at that time, wala pang NDIS at that time, ha? Parang yun sa AMACE. Maliit lang yung funding, parang less than $10,000. So yung $10,000 na yun, kulang pa sa isang buwan na pan-therapy. So my son was getting like 35 hours a week of therapy at that time. Every therapist we can get our hands on, ESDM, ABA, OT, speech, lahat yon nagawa niya. Which is, it made a lot of difference on him kasi from a kid na hindi nakakapagsalita. At 5 years old, he was able to call me mom. And parang 7 years old, he was able to say, Mommy, I love you. And it's really the best feeling. And yung fact lang na nakakapag-communicate na siya, wala pa yung mga communication na parang back and forths na parang normal na neurotypical na person. Pero at least, na iko-communicate na niya yung gusto niya.
Bumubuti na ang lahat at naka-adjust na ang lahat sa kanilang realidad bilang mag-anak. Natutunan na rin nilang ma-organize ang buhay kasama ang mundo ng isang neurodiverse na bata.
Oo, minsan kailangan mo pa ng conditioning. Hindi pwede yung basta-basta na lang na gagawin mo yung isang bagay without you preparing them. So kami, over the years, we learned how to do that. So mas nalelessen yung mga meltdowns. Kasi ngayon, halimbawa pupunta sa ospital o we will go to the hospital next week, then kumbaga, i-remind mo siya every time para yung utak niya nakakondisyon na pupunta tayo sa ospital ng ganitong date or pupunta siya sa school ng ganitong date. So, it's one way to minimize chaos, kumbaga. And, yun nga, so, yung sana ko, malaking improvement niya in terms of his autistic traits. Dahil dun sa kanyang early intervention. Kaya lang nung pandemic kasi ang nangyari is he also lost his eyesight.
Mayroon muling nakitang pagbabago na hindi maipaliwanag, kaya't nagpasuri muli ang ina ni Alter.
Kita nila na he was losing his eyesight na pala. Parang, and unfortunately kasi ang problem niya is yung sa optic nerves ng mata niya. So his eyes and the brain are not communicating with each other. So yung nakikita ng eyes niya, hindi na interpret ng brain. So wala siyang at this stage walang medical remedy kasi kahit napalitan siya ng parts yung mata niya or something, it will not cure the issue kasi yung optic nerves mismo ang problema ng eyes niya.
Sa panahong tila nakabangon ng mag-anak, isang dagok muli ang dumating sa kanila.
Naalala ko lang kasi yung time na alam mo, nakita ko siya na pupunta sa toilet. Nag-agap siya sa floor. It was really, really hard. I went through depression because of it. Sorry. Pero kasi syempre, parent tayo. We really need to, kumbaga, we cannot really linger on that part na maaawa ka or something. You cannot self-pity kasi kailangan mo ng action, ng solution. So, we had to get, kumbaga, research again, where can we get this kind of services.
Ngunit kinailangang bumangon muli, magpasurit, isaayos ang buhay.
Research again, where can we get this kind of services? It is a bit more difficult kasi halimbawa may mga occupational therapists, they can handle kids with autism but they cannot handle kids na blind kasi totally different ano siya, disability. And even the speech therapist kasi iba yung approach sa mga kids with autism tapos iba rin yung sa mga blind. So kailangan namin therapist na with the same ano, kumbaga same skills. So medyo mahirap talaga siya i-source. Kahit may pambayad ka sa therapist, it's hard to get someone to do that. So pero actually the good thing is yung mga ospital dito nung na-diagnose siya, ni-refer na agad kami sa Vision Australia, ganyan, ito yung pwede niyong gawin, which is really, really good kasi kung hindi siya dahil dun sa tulong nila, it will be really difficult for us to navigate in this thing. So
at mahalagaan niyang maging maalam sa mga serbisyo at tulong na maaaring makuha mula pamahalaan. Kasama na dito ang tulong mula National Insurance Disability Scheme o NDIS.
Try to seek as much help as you can kasi yung endeavor na to is not a short term one, it's a long term, it's actually a lifetime thing. So you need all the help you can get. And it can be really financially draining then sa lahat ng if we don't ask for help, it can be really financially draining. So having funding from NDIS can really make a difference.
At higit sa lahat, Ani M. Tanag, Huwag matakot humingi ng tulong para sa sarili.
So like with me, sa atin, sa amin kasi, sa atin bilang mga parents ng special needs kids, it can have a really big impact on our mental health talaga. So don't be afraid to seek professional help. Kasi ako, I had to get professional help from a psychologist. Kasi we, even though we consider ourselves strong, may times na kailangan mo talaga ng professional help. And hindi lang para sa iyo yun, kasi para rin sa anak mo. Kasi you need to be healthy and better for your kid. Kasi you cannot give what you do not have.
At sa bawat hamon at dagok sa buhay, mahalaga na may masasandalan, matatag na pundasyong magbibigay ng tibay para sa kinabukasan.
Yung sa journey na to, I don't think I will be able to do it without my husband. Kasi ang husband ko talaga, yung pinaka strong na support system ko. Kumbaga, we're a team. Kasi wala kaming masyadong kapamilya dito sa Australia. Malalayo yung pamilya namin and my siblings are overseas. So, we have to learn to do things on our own talaga. Kumbaga, basta magkasama kaming dalawa, we can do it. And ang disability kasi ng mga children, it can really make or break a marriage.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.